I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is scheduled today to testify before a House panel on issues stemming from transparency with its consumers or lack of transparency. But as Marketplace's Erica Barras tells us, the questioning could go beyond that.
Google has received a warm reception on Capitol Hill before, but concerns about privacy, data practices, and bias mean things are different now, says Steve Weber, a professor at the School of Information at UC Berkeley.
I think they're walking into what will be a moderately hostile environment.
That's because Democrats and Republicans have said they plan on asking some tough questions of the tech giant. There have been concerns about how the company prioritizes what comes up in searches.
And in particular, what does it do when the company has a product or service that competes with another company?
That's Mark Rottenberg with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. Google's also likely to face some of the same scrutiny Facebook did earlier this year about what it does with our data. Tiffany Lee researches technology law and policy at Yale Law School.
How much data does Google collect on each person? How much data is actually used in advertising?
Those questions come as some major technology companies, including Apple, Amazon, and Google, have expressed support for the idea of a national consumer privacy law. I'm Erica Barras for Marketplace.